Another week, another installation of Team Spirit. A lot has happened over the weekend, this past weekend. MTN 8, Saling. I saw someone was badly beaten. Apparently, he said to some Sundown supporters, "Le Saling Pila," meaning goodbye. So Bonadi took it like he was referring to Saling, who is trending for all the right reasons so far. But today, this week, we want to talk about the Bible, in the book of Daniel. Yes, I'm with Daniel today, but there's a verse there which I like the most. It talks about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So obviously that changes at sundowns. We've seen on Monday they issued the press release, but there are so many unanswered questions so far. We'll hope and that we'll be able to give an indication of what's happening at sundowns. But as always, I'm not alone, and I'm with my man, my right-hand man, Daniel, not the one from the Bible, Daniel, a.k.a. the 12th man, Nagi Mita, Trumpis, Remutwahai, Madumera.
Madume, Team Spirit, maybe today I need a different introduction. Well, but still, I'm not sure whether you should refer me as the head coach, senior coach, or the first team coach. So yeah, it's for you to decide. But I am from the grandstand, like you rightfully said, the 12th man, the supporter of the beautiful game.
I always I saw on social media, obviously it was a buzz about what does it mean. Now we are seeing someone has been demoted from being the senior coach. I thought they were co-coaches. Now, is there a coach? Is Rulani a head coach? Steve Compella, an assistant coach? And Manova, a senior coach? What does that mean? Does it mean that Manova's demotion is only going to hit him in the pocket? Or what exactly does it mean?
You know, maybe in layman's terms, there's a simple question that we need answers to. Kema Setanski Miko Sundowns, because I mean that's all that we want to know, because whether someone is a senior coach, first team coach, or whatever they call it, at the end of the day you will still see them all sitting on the bench. Maybe perhaps we'll see Rulani moving away from sitting from the cooler box now to the, maybe it will give us an indication on the roles. Yeah, maybe on the money side, it's because you know, like Sundowns with deep pockets, I don't think it's all about the money. But here I see, on a serious note, I think it's just a humiliation of some sort for Manqoba. I mean, on paper, it does say he has been demoted, but like I say, come match day, they'll still be sitting side by side on the bench.
But in terms of the arrangement, whose responsibility it is? As co-coaches, are they not supposed to share the workload equally? I think now the only difference that I see is going to happen is Steve Compella will be able to now do interviews, because he was in the background, although we could see him. But I think there's a lot that does co-coaching work.
Well, what is happening now at Sundowns, it takes us back to that observation that this thing of co-coaches never really took off in the PSL. But anyway, it's a PSL thing. I mean, check what is happening at Royal AM. They started off with co-coaches, but how many of them are left? Dendence is gone, and then Cabo Zondo, there was a time when there was speculation, mystery around his future there. So even with this Sundowns, I won't be surprised if these guys will finish the season with three of them sitting on the bench. And yes, you are, as you rightfully pointed out, in terms of the hierarchy in that technical bench, that's when we'll start seeing Steve Compella doing the interviews, alternating with Rulane, while Manqoba, as a senior coach, I think he's taking that, in inverted commas, the behind-the-scenes role.
I'm still confused. I really don't know who in the zoo, who's doing what in that setup. But I think only time will tell. But let's talk about Sundowns. It seems as if things are falling apart. What is really happening on the field of play?
Well, I think some time back, Spirit, you did highlighted the fact that this Sundowns, it looks like, other teams have figured them out. But, you know, if other teams are aware of how they plan, how they play, I mean, they've got such a good depth in their squad to a point that you look at what is their disposal. Sundowns can be able to play, I mean, three matches in one day, all at one go without really worrying about the reserves. But I think, like I also mentioned previously, that the Sundowns coaches, I think they are now overwhelmed with the material they have, because at this point in time, when the team is struggling to produce the results, who do you play, who do you leave out? And now there's a Peter Shalulile factor. It looks like with him not being in the team, now the team doesn't even know their way to goals.
So speaking of Shalulile, what is really happening? The official word is that he's out injured. This has been like past few matches, he hasn't featured for Sundowns. But unofficially, we hear that there's a team in the Middle East which has courted him. He wants to go, and what he's doing now is to say, please release me. And then the club says, no, we still need you for CAF competition. What is it that you have heard?
Well, that's exactly what I've heard, but remember, this is not the first time something similar is playing out in the Sundowns camp. We know what happened previously with Gastin Serinho when he wanted to join Pito at Al Ahly, and you know, I can only assume that the Middle East, that is after Shalulile, could perhaps maybe take him to where that group of South Africans are at Al Hilal, Saudi FC, where, you know, quite interestingly, they are coached by a former Mamelodi Sundowns coach, Peter Musiman.
But that's just the speculation. But moving on to another subject, there's a trend that we have seen happening, especially with Sundowns. Themba Zwane went out on loan. He came back a different player. Percy Tau went out on loan. He came back a different player. Now we've seen the same thing with Saleng at Pirates. He went out on loan at Swallows FC. He's back. He's firing from all cylinders. What do you make of players going out on loan?
There's two ways around the players being shipped out to go on loan. We've seen previously where, you know, teams will just offload a player because they've got too many players in their roster. But it can work when you take out a player out on loan for him to gain regular game time. And like you said, Themba Zwane, Percy Tau, at Black Aces, they were sent out to play regular football, and then upon coming back, it really showed that someone was following their progress, and you know, that's how they sort of returned as better players when they got back to their parent club.
Talking of Saleng, he's been an on-form player. We've seen him against Sundowns over the weekend. We saw him last week against Golden Arrows. Now we're going for the derby, the Soweto derby. Akaobesa Watuka.
Saleng Akaobesa Watuka, because I see he has gained so much popularity now. You can even also simply call him Mo Saleh.
So, Saleh.
Yeah, from Mohamed Salah. So, yeah, he's a hot property currently. And, you know, back to that point of players being sent out on loan, remember he was loaned out to Swallows, where he was never really used that much at Swallows. But remember previously how he got to be where he is now. Unatuka go Free State Stars. He was their top goal scorer. And, you know, previously Pirates have always signed your top scorers from the National First Division, and not all of them have succeeded. But now we are seeing the signs with Saleng. And, you know, most people also think that this is the time when Pirates may as well forget about Thembinkosi Lorch. They found just another star in the making in Munnapule.
But talking about the derby this weekend, Kaizer Chiefs supporters are not happy. After being knocked out of the MTN 8 by AmaZulu in the semis, some are already saying, Mangete, Athazwani, thank you, but no thanks. Another pressure game over the weekend. Should he lose? Mind you, this is the last game before the end of the year. Now we're going to have almost 2 months break for the World Cup. Do you think he's got what it takes to beat Pirates over the weekend?
As you know, Spirit, when it comes to the derby, I've seen miracles happen in the favor. The derby doesn't always favor the informed team, because it looks like it's one of those fixtures where the coach's input doesn't really matter that much. And remember, as we go to this derby, it's if you look at their last six matches, it's actually a draw. These sides have beaten one another 3 times already, and it's Chiefs who are still in front, having won their last 3 meetings. And remember, it was the very same team, the Chiefs team, that was declared dead and buried. But they, even under Gavin Hunt, when he was struggling, he beat Pirates when everyone thought the Pirates were stronger. So even with this one, you'll never know. Mangete might rise from the dead and, you know, pull off a spectacle and beat Pirates. But, you know, at the rate at which Pirates is going, it's going to take some serious undoing to really stop this Pirates team, which, I mean, after demolishing Sundowns, you can only feel for Mangete. And a loss in the derby will definitely put pressure on him, something that will leave Kaizer saying, whether they retain him or, you know, they let go and find another coach.
Could this be his last game in charge of Chiefs, the derby?
Well, another thing maybe that we need to look at, I think Kaizer Chiefs are at a point where, you know, they could feel, I mean, they could feel it will be a bit awkward to part ways with the coach. You know, at the rate at which they've been firing coaches lately, coaches being let go without finishing their contracts, maybe they are also trading carefully around that. Perhaps they'll find someone to come and help Mangete and Shepi on that bench.
If I were to put you on the spot, Remutwahai, the first derby in front of a packed FNB stadium since 2020, where's your money on?
My money is on Pirates. I see, yeah, the pendulum is going to swing their side this time around.
Okay, let me just, as a rep, I'm not going to do the selling before, because I might be in trouble with some supporters from the other side of the Jukse. But I think this is all what we had for this week. But remember, we'll be bringing you all the hits, misses and predictions from all the sporting fields every week. Simply visit our website, citypress.co.za, for more sporting stories and join the conversation on our social platforms. Remutwahai, jaka mitara, kia go leboga.
Lesale mpila spirit.
Re tla bonana ko FNB Stadium. Fa re bua next week, re tla be re itse gore what happened ko FNB Stadium. And now will be the focus will be on the World Cup. I just can't wait.